This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The one will be blessed, and your name will be glorified, and all the glory, all the honor will be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Join me as I welcome my father, our father, Apostle Arome Osai. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you study your Bible in the book of Acts, chapter 1, you will find that Jesus ensured that his functionaries went through a 40-day training exercise to equip them to labor in the kingdom of God. This 40-day training was what produced the apostolic community. It was like a training that was supposed to expose them to the practice and procedure of apostolic Christianity and extending the frontiers of the kingdom of God. At the end of the 40-day training, everything you see in the book of Acts is a product of that education. For instance, in Acts chapter 6, there was a temptation for the apostles to leave the ministry of the word and prayer to attend to administrative issues. The reason why they did not yield was because of the training. The Church of Jesus Christ at this time needs to be trained and needs to be brought under the influence of such apostolic training that will further baptize us into the spirit of territorial takeover. You cannot do that with convenience. You know, because the average Christian the world over has been made to indulge himself, herself, in a gospel of convenience. And so it's about what you can get, what can happen in your life. And all of that is good. But you see, the idea of living for the kingdom of God goes beyond yourself. In fact, you will have to sacrifice your convenience in order for you to be relevant in that sphere. So Jesus brought about an education that was supposed to change the paradigm of the normal, self-centered, selfish entity called man, and to deploy them in this selfless mode to accomplish something that was bigger than their personal needs. We need education. You know, the other day someone said, you guys pray for 10 hours. That's not good. I don't like that. I want convenience. I want to, in fact, now, you know what you know what we need to ask them? Do they have a military in the United Kingdom? We have a military here. And the guys are trained to function beyond self-centeredness. They are disciplined to become soldiers. If you have a military in this nation, it means we can have an apostolic community where people are afflicted with prayer until they yield to the spirit of intercession. This is my way of saying you don't become anything through convenience. We need to pay the price. I've heard black people prophesy. I've heard white people prophesy. We are the same. We are all the same. And so you are in a cantonment, an apostolic cantonment, and we want you to be trained so that you can carry the burden of the weight of your destiny as we partner together to extend the influence of Christ in the nations of the world. In a moment, you want to catch your breath in prayer and say, Lord, I am willing. My hands may not be strong, but I am willing. I may not have yet developed the capacity, but I am willing. I am willing. I am willing. It is all about your name and your glory. I am willing. I am willing. In the struggle to take back London for your glory, I am willing. In the struggle to take back Manchester and to plant your name on the ground, I am willing. In the struggle to raise your banner in my family, to destroy the yoke of the vagabond spirit that wants to marginalize the destinies of men, I am willing. For it is written that you give power to them that are faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Lord, we are willing that the least among our numbers might become as strong as David. You can do extraordinary things through ordinary men like me. I am willing to become your battle axe, to become your weapon of war in my city, in my territory. I want to be that voice that will cry, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven, and I will be done in earth. Same Korea dice che bobonde suvelaito, for a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one shall become a strong nation. Scotland must bow its knees to Jesus. I am willing to be your man. I am willing to be your weapon. I am willing to be your instrument. My Soseli Mangobali. Selinombre Skufela Mahai Tomala. Mila de Konde Bobori. Saiko Braskito Balakandebo. Wills must bow to Jesus Christ. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Glory to God in the highest. Balamo Santeli Mokoria. Sheikom Balasuze Zaitem. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. So when you surrender your heart to Jesus Christ and you allow his spirit to become Lord over your life, he begins to suck you into the spirit. If you keep pressing, your own issues will no longer be priority. His issues, the things that trouble him, He will share his burdens with you. And then you will begin to truly live for him. To truly live to accomplish that which he desires. When you have decided to live that way, it means you decided to abandon your own preferences to take up his own preferences as a driving force behind your life. You will think that he's selfish for allowing you trivialize the issues you hold dear to serve his will. And the moment you are in alignment, he causes the things that the Gentiles seek to navigate in your direction. Because he doesn't want you to seek the things that will possess your soul. He wants to be the only idol that is living in the space of your soul. Your thinking, your emotional object. That's when he becomes your king. When you find him, make him king. So today, you want to catch your breath again. I say, we make you king. You are my king. You are my king. You are the government over my life. You are the one that calls the shots in my space. You are my king. Make him king. I will serve your will all the days of my life. It is an honor to be numbered in you. Give of grace, author of life, savior of fallen man. You are my king. Samo kenima santelia. Paramo se. For in you I live, and in you I move, and in you I have my being. There is none like you, defender of Israel. Glory, glory to your name. Same nombres kiso sanamantali amen. Enobobosiko brande. We will raise your banner in the nations of the world. In Belgium, in France, in Germany. We will raise your banner. And in our time, we will proclaim your kingdom, your power, and your glory. Samenia kumbela babo santenia. Brisco velamo koria shikade. Ande bobo ruko santoria. Presco babo kande. Brate konde, braskate belonde. Isko brantomo koria. Isa semina kabrekela. You cannot be disadvantaged if you walk with Jesus. Ebroko sikela bonde. Amamamandos. Iko seminaite. Embreke sosa nila bakoria. We give you glory. 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 Isabo kolema ikele bonde. We give you glory. Ha ha ha.
Mount Zion, sides of the northern city of the great King. We give you praise. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne. Yeah. In the praises of his people, exalted and lifted high. Make him king. Forget about your problems and make him king. Make him king. Make him king. Somina ila, somina ila bobe lamo. Esi alobone sanale bomabi.
For he will dwell in the praises of his people. His throne becomes visible when we praise him in the beauty of his majesty. Oh, we give you praise. Bali dobokose kababondale. Resco fila macedia le bonde. I came about the hasi. I come about the Brahmin sake. Brahmina cadiato. Brahmina si cabombela. I came boboria si bobonteli. Ambela sico. Resco vela bobo si malaboria. Make him king. Yeah. momo lete babo mama balato sena mamoka yela bobe samina bobo rabalahe. Who are we? Who am I that you are mindful of me? Who am I that you visit with me? For each of the Lord's goodness that we have not been consumed, for his compassion faileth not. There are new every morning. Make him king this morning. Sofila bombe la kila bosama. Aiko bareso si endomelia. Endomasi kebroske do bombola. His compassion they fail not. They fail not. They fail not. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Glory to God in the highest. Yes. The story of the Bible the gospel of God the good news about God is that he runs a kingdom. He's not a prime minister, he's not a president, he's not a chancellor, he's a king. And the scriptures reveal his preferences in kingdom administration. For he administers everything by that administrative capacity, that office called the Christ. So anything that is outside of the reign of Christ is a loose end. It doesn't have a place in the kingdom to come. And the devil realized that all nations were bowed to him. So he entered into a creative enterprise and developed the cosmos, the systems of this world, so that men will be trapped in those systems and not yield to the administration that is powered by the Holy Ghost. And so we see people today, creatures shaped by the systems of this age, by the philosophies of this age. Those are creations from the kingdom of darkness to keep you outside of that blessed place where your heart and your spirit is in alignment with the administration set up in the heavenlies. It's in the book of Ephesians that we find the purpose of time. For in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, give me that on the screen.
Where's my... That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. So what he's doing in all of time is bringing everything under the administration of the Christ. Because if God cannot exercise his authority over your life, he cannot accomplish his divine purpose in your life. In order for him to accomplish his divine purpose, he needs to exercise his authority. And what he's doing in all of time is bringing everything that is rebellious. Because from the perspective of the kingdom of the heavens, humankind is only good for one thing, that is to rebel. And so he's seeking through Christ to bring us under his administration. The devil is trying to emphasize issues in your life that will keep you preoccupied so that you do not attend to his administration. Meanwhile, that's what he's doing in all of time. So the question I want to pose to you today is, will you yield to his administration? Will you yield? That's the reason why you have every problem you have. The financial issues, the marital issues, the issues all around your life is to keep you away, give you an emphasis that will distract you from that administration. Because that's what God is doing in all of time. Anything that does not yield to this administration in time has no place with him in eternity. There will be no loose ends at the end of the day. Everything will cry with one voice. Everything will proclaim with one mouth the majesty of him who was, who is, and who is to come. When you know this, you will yield. You will give away your anger. You will give away your immorality. You send your boyfriend packing. Yeah. Because my destiny cannot be found in the world system. It's a place of confusion. It's a place of distraction. Nothing has a foundation in that realm. I will wait under his government until my husband comes. My body is his temple. It's not available. He begins to establish his influence. And the more you yield, the more you will operate like a citizen of the kingdom into which you have been adopted. A time ago, a philosophy came out that Christianity is of the heart, you know, worship of God is confined to the heart. Hallelujah. That's false. There is no religion on earth that has a heart posture only. There is a disposition, there is an ideology, there's an eye view. Your faith is going to make you a certain kind of person. And if you are not that kind of person, it means that your actions compromise your conviction. And you will not be so much, your worth will not be much in the kingdom of God. So in all of time, he seeks to bring me under the administration that Jesus powers. And Jesus powers an administration through his spirit. And that's why God could afford to give every one of us a measure of his spirit. Because that is, it is through that investment that his government will flow. Whereas the devil chooses to operate from the external environment, God chooses to operate from the internal environment. Because he wants to be user-friendly. He wants to be so fastened to your life like hand and glove, so that you cannot tell if it's the Spirit of God at work or if it's you that is at work. So blended together that you can't even find the boundary. That's how he wants to be factored with the sons of men. The most worthy New Testament prayer is to identify the government of the Christ and say, I bow. Not my will, but thine be done. You need to say that boldly. Not my will, Not thine. Not my will, but thine be done. Circumstances will bring pressure upon you to respond in the flesh. Situations will attempt to blind you from the reality of the truth which is in Christ Jesus. So that you are more a creature of time than you are a creature of the heavens. And this contention goes on from generation to generation. And that's the reason for false doctrine. The falsehood powered by the kingdom of darkness is to the end that we accept another gospel, to the end that we believe in another Jesus, to the end that we receive another spirit. But the entire administration of God is locked on the office of the Christ and realized through the presence of the Holy Spirit. And he indeed will strengthen you with might by his Spirit in your inner man. The new church will rise out of the old one. A radical opposition against unrighteousness. That's when we will see power. We have not touched power yet. Oh, the islands will hear his law and they will submit to his majesty. You will be his weapon. That's why he called us here during the course of these days. We've seen all kinds of battles, all kinds of opposition. You know, you didn't see me here in the morning yesterday. My eyes just became red like blood. So they had to book a moment for me with an ophthalmologist. They put my head through machines, and I've never seen all that. One of them, the machine talks. It talks. All kinds of lights through my eyes, blue, yellow, white. And after so, I was dying because I was not in church. I said, and after all the analysis, they found nothing. So I knew it was an attack. But I just wanted the doctor to confirm it, that I was, hey, Jesus. The devil may not need to fight you if you are not doing anything to stop his dominion. The most worthy prayer in the New Testament is, let thine will be done in my life. Can you seize your breath one more time and in a prayer? I said, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will. Not my will, not my preferences, not my desires, but let thine will be done. Thy will only. Hosea velimonde braskiva mamaya. Emborebo sike braski do bonteli amai kumbahabasi kobeli. That which you want to do through my life, through my vessel, have your way. I am your servant. I am in thy hand. I am under thy power. Let thy will be done in me. Sianom. Siano Mosema. Siano Mosese Kamam. Siamo. Siamo Mose. Siamo
say. And we worship His majesty, the one who dwells in the light that no darkness can approach unto. Oh, maker of the heavens and the earth, He that creates what was never created, the meaning of existence itself. Oh, King of kings and governor among the nations, we hail you. We hail you. We hail you. For you lifted up one from the dunghill, and you caused him to sit among the kings of the earth. It is you that sheds the light of thy countenance upon the insignificant, upon the downtrodden, and you make giants and mighty men from them. We hail you, Simon Keribabo Santoria. Oh, do not miss this opportunity to celebrate him. Do not miss this time. He is King indeed. In my life, let your will be done. I will become anything you want me to be.
He can make something mighty from your life. If only you give him half a chance. Just half a chance. Woo! Kabe Silomon Deli Abakando. Risco time, the seasons of the move of God has awakened again. Men and women, boys and girls will come under the influence of the Holy Ghost. There is a book called the Acts of the Apostles, because men acted under the influence of it. One more time, that book will be open again, because you will act, she will act, he will act under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Many things will begin to change. The things that Satan has put in motion, it will crumble. Oh yes. The whole world will feel the heat of this fire. The black magicians of Africa will feel the heat of this fire. The necromancers of Europe will feel the heat of this fire. Because God will use ordinary men to do extraordinary things. It is your time, oh! United Kingdom, it is your time!
We hail you, we worship you, we hail you, Most High!
It is your time!
Hail you, worship you,
and in Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia,
and Pygaria and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes and Greeks and Arabians. And we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God. Every man heard his own language, because the Holy Ghost came upon them. The Holy Ghost will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. And the hand of God will go back to India. The hand of God will go back to Portugal. The hand of God will go back to Brazil. You will be his weapon. You will be his weapon. You will be his instrument. You will be his voice. Oh!
Bye, Adam. Shandera badaya kode pate. Verada ye sandura bai. Ayakande he he he. Ayakande sandia badai. Enayado sandes. Sando sande bande sande bande sande 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 bande. Rekede remara yera bada. Enande sando kade do.
Shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and mourn my servants and on my handmaids. Will I pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. He's speaking about a prophetic stream. Everyone will be able to preach the frequencies of God. In that day, false prophets will lose their jobs. Because everyone can access the mind of God. It will be the manifestation of the mature church. Satan will be pushed backward, and the glory of God will arise over many nations. Oh, Belgium, it is your time. France, it is your time. For the Lord will occasion a volcano in the spirit, a fire, molten fire, from place to place, and the infrastructure of the kingdom of darkness will crumble. We worship you, our King. We celebrate your greatness. We magnify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Somebody say amen. Yeah, you may be seated. Now, what we just did is the practice of entering in. Yeah. Yes. It is possible for us to trap the dimensions of heaven down. That's what Jesus said when he said, when two or three are great under the authority of my name, I will become visible to them. I will speak through their vocal cords and I will think through their thoughts. I'll make myself so real that there will be no doubt of my reality. It means that if we practice true apostolic gathering, apostolic fellowshipping, then God will no longer be a story to our generation. He'll be visible for all eyes to see. The Bible speaks of the fellowship of the mystery, which is God's initiative to unpack himself. You're tired. Amen. Don't be tired. Hallelujah. God's initiative to unpack himself to his people. It comes through the fellowship of the mystery. That was what we were interfacing with. And as we begin to if we had continued, say, for another 30 minutes, people will begin to prophesy. You won't need a preacher. The reason why we need preachers every day, you see, the apostolic church, they didn't need preachers every day. There were times when the Holy Spirit took over the entire proceedings and he spoke according to his will. And even the preacher that day received the message from the Lord himself. There are powerful things that can happen when we practice apostolic gathering. For the Bible says that where the carcass is, there is something that occasions through gathering. There, the eagles will be gathered. And this gathering is different from assembling. Because the idea of assembling, if you have been to an assembly plant before, many different components are put together to form one unit. That's assembling. That's the kind of arrangement that takes place if we want to do corporate warfare. We'll be built into one warrior. That's the idea that is revealed in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. The corporate warrior. Even though the lessons in Ephesians chapter 6 are applicable to the personal believer as he engages in spiritual warfare, the actual representation of that revelation is the corporate warrior. We are fused, we are assembled, we become one warrior. And we can take on the giants of the territory. We can take on the Nephilims of the land because we form a single warrior unit
because of our assembling together. And that's different from gathering. Because the idea of gathering is fusing with the congregation which is in heaven. And then we operate in the same level of harmony. So that what is obtainable in the fellowship in heaven becomes obtainable in the fellowship that we have in London. In that atmosphere, anything is possible. Anything. The dead can come back to life. In that atmosphere, anything is possible. The sick can be healed. In that atmosphere, your eyes, you may never have seen a vision before, but in that atmosphere, your eyes can be open. How many of you perceive some things while we were doing what we did? You know, that thing doesn't have a name. It's just, it's gathering. And I tried many times to stop, but I couldn't find the steering wheel. Jesus. So if we had gone for 30 minutes, people will start prophesying. And then you won't need a preacher. I'll come down from this exalted place. And he will be the one stirring the affairs. I know you've not been in a meeting like that before, but stay tuned. This is a rehearsal. That's how those meetings that you read about in the book of Acts chapter 5 lasted for like 9 hours. That's a gathering where the steering wheel was handed out to the Holy Ghost. And they were in the proceedings, and Ananias came. And he was slain. They buried him, prayed over his grave, and released him to eternity. Came back, the service was still going on. Then Sapphira came also with a lying spirit, and she also was struck down. And they bought land by the side of the husband. And that stuff is still continuing. It is this kind of thing, all right? And it keeps going. And a time will come in the proceedings that there's a revelation of the holiness of God. You won't need Bible study to know holiness. It's the kind of thing that took place in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. And the prophet just strolled into that atmosphere where God was in charge of the steering wheel. He was breaking out of himself. And there were seraphims there to protect his holiness. And Isaiah found himself in the midst thereof. There was no evangelist, there was no preacher. But he knew, he began to confess his sins. I am a man of unclean lips. Yeah, hallelujah. Because it was the revelation of the holiness of God that began to flow out of the proceedings. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's spontaneous. There are dimensions of God. That's why the average believer doesn't know God, because all we know about God is in Bible study. Atmospheres have not been created for God himself to come out and become a spokesperson for himself. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. If you go to the Old Testament, you find things like the statutes of God. Have you seen that before? You find things like the commandments of God. Have you seen that before? You find things like the laws of God. You find things like the testimony of God. Has it occurred to you that all these things are not the same? No, they are not the same. Because when we talk about the testimonies of God, we are talking about God defining himself, explaining himself by himself. You know, a preacher can talk about God. A prophet can talk about God. But when God decides to talk about God by God, that's a testimony. You see, in atmospheres like that, the Lord descends in the midst of his people and begins to proclaim his name to his people. begins to explain himself to the congregation. There is no encounter stronger than that. That was what made the apostolic church strong. God himself came down to speak about himself to them. And even though you persecuted them, they could not deny the encounters they had in times like this. Even though you put them in the arena and you let loose the lions, you could take away their physical life, but there was something you could not take away. It was crafted in the presence of God when God himself decided to descend among his people. If we had gone for like a few more minutes, you will see what I'm talking about. Dimensions of God will begin to let loose by itself. It will start with prophecy. People will begin to prophesy. If we continue, to become more intense. More intense. Some people will start crying. You don't know why they are crying, because nobody is beating them. Somebody will just notice that he can see. No preacher praying for healing. All of those things are actually in the presence of God. And he says, where two or three are gathered under the authority that is in my name, they trap the dimensions, my dimensions, down in their midst. And the things that will happen in their midst are the things that can only happen if I am there. If you are still with me, say, amen. I think I need to explain this a little more, because this is the soul of apostolic fellowship. Stepping into that place where, even though we are in a physical location, you can make contact with an immaterial reality. You can touch an invisible person, and the touch becomes so strong that you cannot deny that you were touched. I know most of you have not seen a shrine before. A shrine is a physical place where you can make contact with a spiritual person. It's built according to specifications, according to prescriptions that come from the dimension that is being mirrored. Are you here? You're not here. I'm looking for a scripture with which I can explain what I'm talking about to you. That scripture may be 1 Kings chapter 6. I'm trying to explain something very deep. And looking for the right scripture. Sorry, the Holy Ghost has changed my message, okay? I tried hard to get back to it, and the message became, it ran away. And I sought it diligently. It fell off. So that's why I'm not subscribing to my study, you see. When the Holy Ghost shows up, you don't have any other assignment other than to do what he's doing, so that the people can see and touch his reality. Alright? So he takes us to 1 Kings. First Kings chapter 6. Okay, let's do from verse 21. I don't have time to build it, but a shrine is a physical location where you can make contact with an invincible person, spiritual person. It's built with specifications, it's built with prescriptions consistent with the realm that is to be mirrored. Are you there? Once upon a time, in a city in Nigeria called Zaria, I encountered a young man, and this young man was in the village at some point, going to the stream to fetch water. I know you don't know what a stream is.
Yeah.
You know pipe-borne water. You don't know. Okay, I think you do. I think you do. All right. So, the United Kingdom is blessed with rivers and streams. So there are no piping points. There are no water treatment stations. There are no distribution conduits. What you have is a stream in a typical primitive environment. So this guy was headed for the stream, and unfortunately for him, he was the only person at the stream at that time, and a spirit hopped out of the water and suspended in the air and told him that we've been looking for you to give you wisdom. He said, oh, I want wisdom. I like that thing. That thing you're talking about, I think I'm interested. And then the spirit gave him alligator pepper. Three. Oh, sorry. Do you know alligator pepper? You don't. What's the name here? What's the name of that? What? Use the microphone and say that name, okay?
Scotch bonnet.
I think you can relate with that name. For the purpose of this lecture, we'll limit ourselves to that name. If you know the botanical name of alligator pepper, we don't need it now. We are going with Scotch bonnet. So he was given three pieces of Scotch bonnet. You know why? The spirit told him that he needs to go high before they can communicate. You understand what I'm talking about? That he was too flat. He needs to, then they can now communicate effectively. So he gave him Scotch bonnet and he took three pieces. And indeed, have you tried it? One piece of, you go high. So he went high. That was how the spirit revealed to him how to set up a shrine that mirrors his dimension. You see, every spirit is captured, is held up in a dimension. And there are furnitures, there are infrastructure built in that dimension that makes that dimension that dimension. So the spirit gave the young man a prescription of the things he can put in place that will mirror his dimension. When his dimension is mirrored, he can appear in that location where his dimension has been mimicked. And it won't look as if he changed realm. You're not with me. I'm trying to teach you something. Before we do 1 Kings 6, you know, most of you read the Bible, you don't allow the Holy Spirit use your imagination to show you what it is. It's flat. So when the dimension of that spirit was mirrored according to the prescription he was given by the spirit, when he took what? He went back, got a carpenter to build something. He set up the thing according to prescription, and then he said an incantation that was according to what he was taught, and then the spirit appeared. And the spirit in that environment could appear and give him wisdom. This is how to solve this. This is how to do this. So he was exercising priesthood. Because in priesthood, what we do is that we create earthly permission for heavenly interference. We invite the unseen dimension, the unseen divine dimension, to come into our space and to help our infirmities. So he was able to tap into the dimension of that realm by setting up some infrastructure that mirrors that dimension, so the spirit can appear in this environment because it looks like his own environment. You get that? That's the idea behind the temple. the temple of Solomon. It was built to accommodate the offices of angels. It was built to accommodate the office of human beings in service to God. You there? Oh, you're not with me. You're not with me. I don't know how I will help you. You see, I'm choosing my words carefully. Because these things, if you don't have utterance from God, you can't say them. Alright? It was built also to accommodate the office of the cherubim. It was built to accommodate the office of God. So that means, when you are ministering in the temple, you know, it accommodates human offices. It accommodates angelic offices. It accommodates the office of cherubims. Accommodates the office of God. Built into one structure called a temple. Are you there? So you can now understand what happened in the book of Luke chapter 1 when Zechariah was ministering. The lot fell on the family of Abiata, and he is from that line, and lots were casted and he fell on him, and he was ministering, and Gabriel stood beside him. The reason why that was possible was because the temple was built to capture the dimensions of the angelic. So it is supposed to be commonplace. When you are ministering there, you can be bumping into Gabriel, Michael. You are not following what I'm talking about. It's just one scripture I'm trying to explain, and I'm going through all of this. Oh my God. So it was built to capture those realms. So in that environment, meeting with angels supposed to be commonplace. Meanwhile, in your office at Canary Wharf, no angel is there. There's no angel in that place. Just your computer and demons and all. But when you come into this place, you can bump into an angel. You can meet with Angel Gabriel and say, "Oh, how are you? I heard about you in the Bible. So you are real." I say, "Yeah." So you can meet friends, angelic friends, cherub friends. That's the arrangement. And when you pass into the Holy of Holies, there's a design there. The design is that you find a cherub. Meanwhile, it will interest you to know that cherubims protect God's glory and seraphims protect God's holiness. So if you see seraphims with six wings, know that the environment you just came into is the environment of holiness. I don't want to press. Not now. When we would teach the Bible, not just teaching it for you to know, we would show you heaven from the Bible so that you can walk into it and meet Apostle Paul and say, "Hey, I heard of you," and come back. Yes, it is possible. You know, you say, "Oh my God, may the Lord renew our mind in the name of Jesus Christ." All right. So, it's built to capture the dimensions of angels. Notice what Gabriel said when he came into the temple as at the time that Zechariah was ministering before the Lord. He said, "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall not drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just
So make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Yes, next verse. And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? You know the meaning of that question? Say, you need to show me a sign that will give me a proof that this thing will happen. Because the guy doesn't know Gabriel. Say, I just met you. I don't know where you came from. What's a sign you give me to show that these things are steadfast? Are you there? Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife is well stricken in years. This is what Gabriel said. And the angel answering and said unto him, I am Gabriel. That's number one. I don't have time for that. Once upon a time, we're going to do that. First thing he said, what? I am Gabriel. There was no need for introduction before. But because you are questioning my authenticity, it's needful for me to tell you who I am and my designation. I am what? Gabriel. And who am I? I stand in the presence of God. Stop there. Where was Zachariah standing? You are not with me. Now, it means, are you there? That there was a dimension of the presence of God that Gabriel knew that Zachariah did not know. So even though Zachariah prayed, he didn't know his prayer was answered. He took another servant from another realm of heaven, another realm of God's presence. He had details about the answers to the prayers he'd been praying. Are you there? Can you see that these things are dimensional? There was a dimension where Zachariah was, and there was a dimension where Gabriel was. So Gabriel came from a dimension to meet with Zachariah in his own dimension, to tell him things that are commonplace in his dimension, and they were strange to Zachariah. Are you there? So when we create that atmosphere, what happens is that beings of other dimensions in the realm of the kingdom of our Father, they begin to collocate, they begin to come down. So it is possible for us to access things that are not known in our dimension. Have you seen a cherubim before? Because I have. You know, you see, they sing now. The angels sing. They sing. Now let me tell you their song. Okay. Where's my man? Okay, are you there? And crown him. Oh, that's what they are saying. I know you don't believe, but there'll be a proof. And crown. Yeah, go on.
And crown.
Is I Kobe Minele Savoli Mawa Sale. Is Kobe Sosumbris Kafande Ikobab. Kabia Sike Kumbele. Kuskabomo Ifabali Askelibonde Sa Avai Mama Kombolo. Siamo Iso Seli Ovia Escofele Mobo Seliamo Cadi Siamo Mamo. Hey! Oh, Refreshing that just oozed out. There is a dimension that we trapped, and the manifestations we are going to see is according to the dimensions that we have trapped. Oh my God, we can trap the dimensions of cherubims. We can trap the dimension of angelic messengers, the ones that traffic with messages. The experience transcends human explanation. That's why it's called glory. 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 And we give you praise forever. We magnify your name. I saw Sani Mohombre Ramosiko Salababuria Halebas Alaba Mosantelia Brisco Palamai. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Part of what God wants to do in this morning service is to empower the ministers of the gospel. There is a wave of grace that God is making available to make us more effective to proclaim His kingdom in this season. There is a wave. You know, it's called glory. It's called glory because there are no words to explain it. It is what it is. It is occasioned by the weight of His glory. The more of the weight of His presence that comes, the more dimensions we have access to, and those dimensions will be at liberty to begin to operate, to begin to roll out in our midst, and everyone will wonder at the majesty of God. And the fire is coming back to the United Kingdom. The glory comes back. The flames, they come back. Do you have a call on your life and you are in this space this morning? This is your time. The Lord wants to equip you with grace. With grace. You waited long, but your waiting was not purposeless, because God had you on His schedule. And crown Him, Lord,
and crown
Him, Lord. Ramanade, Ramanade, and cry, Urobobose, Urobobose, yeah, cry, Irabobe, Dale, Bolabo. Those dimensions down, then the realities of those dimensions pass into our own realm. Then you will realize that God builds senses in your spirit that can relate with the invincible dimension. The Lord will no longer be a stranger to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you are in this place, can you ask him to empower you? Because that's what he wants to do. Empowerment. He wants to empower you to bear witness of his resurrection.
Oh Lord, I'm fall and crowning.
Of God, and you have not yet made a decision to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, you have not yet allowed him break through the defenses you've made on your heart to save your soul, and you don't want to leave this place without reconciling yourself with Jesus. If there's any such person here, you want your sins forgiven, you want to be a child of God, all you need to do right now is to put your right hand on your chest. I want to be a child of God. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a member of the kingdom of God. Right hand on your chest. And if your right hand is on your chest, raise your left hand up so that the preacher can see you. Don't be ashamed of him. He says, if you're ashamed of me in this broken world, I will be ashamed of you in the kingdom of my Father. If your hand is lifted up, come to me here and I'll lead you to Christ. Leave your seat and come. Leave your seat. Mose la bonda. Yelo baria masiko brasketo bonda. Don't worry about this person. Okay? I'm still waiting for you. Jesus is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling Jesus, the young. He's calling the old. You are welcome to Jesus.
Jesus.
Keep clapping, they'll come faster. When you clap, they'll come faster.
Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling you.
Those of you that are in front here, say, Lord Jesus, I accept that I cannot help myself. I accept my life of rebellion against you.
Have mercy on me.
Wash me with your blood.
Write my name in the book of life.
Give me the power to live for you
all the days
of my life.
Every covenant
I enter into,
knowingly
or unknowingly,
let his power
over my soul
be broken
this instant.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I thank you for these ones that you have brought by your spirit. Accept them in your kingdom. And let their failings and sins be washed away. Every one of them. Pour out your grace. Pour out your spirit. Make out of them such men that serve your will, such women that serve your will. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Pastor Brian, where are you? So please go with Pastor Brian. He will have a word with you, then you join us in a moment. Can you celebrate? Can you celebrate them?
Hallelujah.
When the presence of God is available, please, you may be seated. God bless you. When the presence of God is available, you don't need to say too much for people to be convicted. No. The presence does it. The presence. You will need a very strong theological piece to break the fold of argument and philosophy in the minds of men when the presence of God is not there. And I don't say this to mean that we are not theologically sound. Oh, no, no, no. The Lord has put us on a path that we have been walking on for more than 2 decades. Theological accuracy. Okay, so I'm not trying to undermine that. But you see, everything becomes difficult when the presence of God is not available. Everything. As at 1994, I graduated from Bible school and I felt like a scholar. And when Jesus wanted to teach me the scriptures, the first thing he asked me to do was to discard my notes. Then when I started with him, and the next time he allowed me to preach was 15 years later.
15 years later. That's when I realized that most books we read in the name of the Lord. Some of you know what I'm talking about. A new church will rise again. A new church must come. A new form of devotion to the Lord must come. All the fault lines, I am white, you are black, all those things must have to go. We are the same in Christ Jesus. The spirit of true brotherhood will need to come again. Where you identify with someone just because you found out that he belongs to Jesus. The basis of apostolic fellowshipping must be defined. Because according to the scriptures, we accept you because Jesus has accepted you. A new spirit, fresh measure of the Holy Ghost must come upon us to empower us to operate in accuracy as we restore the dimensions of God that have been lost from the body of Christ for many years. It is the duty of the fivefold ministry to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. It means that we are all foot soldiers conscripted to do his will. Yeah, so the fivefold ministers are lecturers, are educationists, according to the empowerment of grace, to bring every believer they meet to the very station of grace that they operate from, so that everyone is equipped and empowered to do the works of Jesus upon the face of the earth. There is a fresh empowerment coming. In the service this evening, all kinds of healings will take place, not because I'm a great preacher, but because I know how to invite the presence of God. It's the presence of God that does all the things you see. So I just explained it to you. So what we did, I didn't finish my message. Maybe I will continue in the evening. Okay? And trap in the dimensions of God. The dimension that you trap that becomes operational in the house. Jesus said that was possible where two or three are gathered under the authority of his name. Just like I said, my major strength in the body of Christ is to educate. Yes, the Lord has given me the gift of healing, the gift of working of miracles, word of knowledge, prophecy. But you see, my major assignment is to train, is to equip. How many of you saw my son yesterday? This is the first... Wait, don't clap yet. Stand up. Yesterday was the first time I approved that he should hold the microphone. Yesterday. First time. I never approved that he should hold a microphone until yesterday for the first time. Yes. I can train you for 8 months, and after 8 months, London can't contain you. I have that skill from Jesus. That's what I do. I don't intend to be the most anointed preacher on earth. No, that's not my mission. But I intend to be able to raise the most anointed preacher on earth. I'll be doing well if I raise strong men for God. That's my calling. My apostolic shape is like that of Apostle Paul. He was equipment based. That's the apostolic teacher. What's his name? Peter was the apostolic evangelist. John was the apostolic prophet. So I'm like Paul. Yeah. So I know my place. I'm not trying to become what I'm not. And that's why I fight falsehood with passion. Because it's the major thrust of my existence. Called to build capacity in the body of Christ. Are you with me? No man taketh this honor upon himself except him that is called as was Aaron. You know, I told you about my speech impediment. It is the power of God that makes me speak this way. I was born in stammer. If my mom were here, she would have said, this is not the son I gave birth to. Because I found grace. Yeah, I found grace. So we have, in order for me to do capacity building, it's so costly doing ministry in the United Kingdom, so costly. Especially if you don't want to be a manipulative preacher. It takes a lot of financial sacrifice to make things happen. So I found out that it's going to be cheaper for us if we have our venue. It's going to be cheaper. So my campaign for the UK, in order for my ministry to be adequately received, because if I'm going to do capacity building, we'll come in the morning on Saturday. We'll pray, and then I will teach. Then we'll pray, then I will teach again. Then I release you in the evening. Are you there? Then on Saturday again, I'll be there. Start 8 o'clock. We'll pray. If we do that 5 times, you can come out of the meeting. You will not know how much of the glory of God you are wearing. You'll come out of the meeting, say you want to catch a train. And you will stumble on someone that is crippled. And the person will stand up. If you want to raise the dead, there are some things you need to know. You must be instructed. You must be taught. The people that did those things in the Bible, in the book of Acts, they were not as educated as most of us sitting here. The fact that you are educated has given you an advantage to be able to do more, because you've exercised your soul to a certain extent. And I tell you, any man in our midst that is adequately trained can become anything in the hand of God. And that's the reason why we ask that you consider being a partner with us, so that we can secure a venue. It might not be as big as this, no matter the size. If we need to do 2 sessions per day so that one set can come and go, another set. I'm not a pastor. All right, I'm not a pastor. So I can't do what pastors do. The way you come and you talk nice to people, make them happy. I don't know that. I come with a cane. I run a cantonment where military people are made. You don't come to the barracks looking for love. So this is the ministry. This is just a summary of the ministry that the Lord has given us. And we've been running along for many years. So many battles. People fought us. Many people tried to take our lives because we were challenging falsehood. We became enemies to our fellow brothers and all that stuff. But you know what? We are still here. We're still here. So from now till the evening service, those of you that are not partners, pray about it. Join us. Let us buy a building. All right? So that I can release my ministry to the body of Christ in this land in full strength. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.